the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. I'm your host, Mike Cross. Josh, since predestination describes God's plan that was put together before the foundation of the world, what in particular has God predestined?
This is where we begin to disagree on predestination throughout history. This is where the disagreement comes. I think we all agree that predestination is in the Bible. We can't deny that. But there is much disagreement on exactly what God has predestined. So that's a very good question. But maybe a better question would be, what hasn't He determined ahead of time? So I want to answer that one first. What hasn't God predetermined? The first objection that always comes up with predestination is the one that says, is God the author of evil? And the answer is simply no to that. The Bible does not teach a strict determinism. No, I'll say 1,000 times no to that. The answer here is that God does not ordain evil. He is not, the theologians would say, efficient cause of evil. God does allow evil to take place. God does ordain evil for good. Romans 8:28 says that. We see examples of that with Joseph being sold into slavery. God allowed that to happen. He had a purpose and a plan in it, but God did not cause that to happen. We see that with Jesus on the cross. Acts 2:23 says that Jesus was delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God. He predestined every circumstance that led to it and every circumstance that happened in it. It was the greatest evil in all of world history, and we know that God did not do any wrong there. Scripture clearly places the blame on the Jews. That's Acts 4:27. Peter openly indicted them, the Jews, for the crucifixion. Herod and Pilate and other godless men, are the blame is thrown on them. They nailed him to the cross. So God did no wrong, did no evil there. Why? Because they meant it, the people who did it, meant it for evil, and God meant it for good. So God is not the cause of evil. So what has God determined? And I just want to give us a list there. I like this one better. And I just want to go back to the beginning and work our way forward. All the things that God has predetermined that he set out before the foundation of the world. So the first thing, well, let's just go through it. Did God predetermine creation? Yes, the answer. He planned that. He just didn't start and say, let's see what we're going to do on the first day. I mean, let's figure this out. Maybe should I make man on the first day? No, God had a plan, a predetermined plan for creation. Did he predetermine the things in the Old Testament? And the answer is yes, of course. You see Abraham, I mean, just a pagan man that God chose and planned. I'm going to use Abraham. Same thing with Isaac and same thing with Jacob. Not Esau, but Jacob. Same thing with his chosen people, Israel. You see David, he praised God in Psalm 139 that all his days were ordained and written in God's book before any one of them come to pass. You see it in prophecy. I mean, it's clear throughout the Old Testament about Christ, about the end times, in very, very specific detail. God has all this planned out before it ever happens. It's never left up to chance. God predetermined these things. So that's yes for creation. That's yes for the Old Testament. Did he predetermine things in the New Testament? Of course he did. The entire life, death, burial, resurrection, ascension of Christ happened exactly as God planned it to happen on the day, the minute, the hour, the second that it was meant to happen. Same thing with the church. God chose his church, the bride. You see, it was Paul. It wasn't Caiaphas that was riding on his high horse and God knocked him down. It was Paul. God chose Paul. Even God said about Paul, I'm going to show you how many things you must suffer for my sake. It's predetermined, pre-planned. Did he predetermine the end times? We'll just go ahead into the future now. Obviously, if you read the book of Revelation, it is the end in intricate detail. I mean, as the end comes, you'll see that God has this whole thing planned down to a T. I mean, he's dotted his I's and crossed his T's in the end times. There's nothing in the end times left to chance. God's predetermined these things, predestined them. Let's work our way down a little bit smaller. Does God predetermined the small things in life? And the answer is yes. I mean, you look at weather. He causes the sun to shine on some and not on the others. He causes droughts. He causes rains. I mean, he's controlling the weather. Intricate details that he's determined. He determines the lifespan of birds, the boundaries of nations, the removing and setting up of the kings. Even every lot, which means every dice that is thrown, has been predetermined by God. That's pretty detailed. So now we get to, did he predetermine our lives? And very clearly he has. We would all agree to that. He determined my parents. It wasn't just up in the air. He didn't know who was going to be my parents. He determined my time. I wasn't born in the 1800s with Charles Spurgeon. I wasn't born in the 1500s with Martin Luther. I wasn't born in the first century with the early church. I was born when God predetermined for me to be born. He determined my hair color. He determined my looks. He determined how tall I was going to be. That wasn't up to me. That's not my choice. I'm 6'2 because God determined me to be 6'2. He determined my marriage. He determined my kids. He gave me 3 redheaded kids. That's God's predetermined plan. He determined my death. The Bible says there's an appointment. It's appointed unto man once to die. He not only predetermined the day I was going to be born, he predetermined the day I'm going to die. It's determined before my journey even began. And I think we can all agree to those things, that God is the God of meticulous detail in our lives. But here's where it gets tricky. Did he predetermine my salvation? Some say no. Some say all these other things are determined beforehand. This one, though, my salvation is left up to me to determine myself. That I have that freedom, that I have that free will to determine that for myself. Everything else is determined by God, but not this. This isn't in my hands. But I say yes. I say he predetermines even our salvation. And I say that not because I think it, not because it's my opinion. I say it because the Bible says it. The Bible says yes, according to Romans 8, 29 and 30, and many others. We'll get to that later maybe, but according to 8, 29 and 30, God predetermined that certain individuals would be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that they'd be called, that they'd be justified, that they'd be glorified. So yes, the Bible teaches that God has meticulously written the story of history according to his own script. And though we speak of accidents, nothing will take place that hasn't carefully been planned in eternity past by an all-powerful, and understand this, all-good God.
Thanks for that. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.